It's time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire in Peace River. See what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. Well, the Western Hockey League has their season now underway, and there's some representation from the Peace region of the league again this season. Flair's Devin O'Ban is in his second WHL season and now plays for the Victoria Royals. We asked him about playing in front of fans again.
Oh, it's a great feeling. It adds a whole different perspective out there compared to bubble season last year. And especially here, the fans have our backs, and they're a great group. So,
and of course, you mentioned the kind of the bubble season you had to play in last year when you were with the Swift Current Broncos. Of course, you were traded in the summer. Now you're in with the Victoria Royals. What have you been able to kind of sort of bring to your new team here?
Last year was a big development season for me. I gained a lot of confidence in the bubble. So going forward this season, I think I'm bringing a lot of confidence to my game, my work ethic. I love really battling to compensate for my size, so I think that's what I can bring.
And, of course, last season was very much a very limited schedule. This year, fingers crossed, the WHL will begin in the full schedule of, I believe, 68 games. How did you kind of prepare in the offseason to get ready to play the full schedule here?
Well, in the summers, I work a full-time job, so that kind of helps with the busy schedule and working around things. Traveling to Grand Prairie for skating, working out at home. So, just having a busy schedule to kind of get me prepared.
And, of course, we know in junior hockey, the Billet families are always a big thing. What about the Billet family you got there in Victoria? What are they like for you?
Oh, they're fantastic. When I got here, I was kind of a little worried, didn't really know anybody. But as soon as I got there, they welcomed me with open arms. They're a great family, and it's great.
And finally, we know how hockey players can sometimes be kind of creatures of habit, especially when getting ready for games. What's kind of the pregame routine that you have to go through to kind of get yourself ready into playing the game?
I'm not the most superstitious player out there, but I like to have a nap somewhere around 45 minutes throughout the day. And then I have my pregame meal, usually chicken and rice or pasta and chicken, and then like to get to the rink. If we're playing at 7, probably around 4 o'clock I'd get there. Then as soon as I'm there, I'd probably get changed, get in my warm-up gear, go straight to taping my sticks, get that out of the way, and then just go along with stretching and doing the usual pregame ritual, and then going on to stretching and warming up as a team.
Sticking closer to home now, the NWJHL has some interesting games coming up this week. The North Peace Navigators and Fairview Flyers will face each other at the Fairplex on Friday night. The Flyers have won both games they've played against the Navs so far. Flyers will also be at home on Saturday to face the Fort St. John Huskies, while the Navs will be back at the Baytex Energy Center on Saturday to face the Sexsmith Vipers. The Peace River teams and the Northern Alberta Hockey League all have two games this week. The U-15 Sabres will play at home against Strathcona on Saturday before going to Grand Prairie on Sunday. The U-13 Colts will play in Grand Prairie on Friday before coming home on Saturday to face Fort St. John. And the U-18 Royals will also be in Grand Prairie on Friday night before having a home game on Sunday against St. Albert. In the GMHL, the High Prairie Red Wings have two road games coming up. They'll be in Slave Lake on Saturday and Fox Creek on Sunday. And in the HHL, the Grand Prairie Storm will play two games this weekend in Fort McMurray against the Oil Barons. Next home game at the Bonnets Energy Center will be on October the 22nd against the Bonnieville Pontiacs. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire in Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with the new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.